Who needs 50 rolls of the double thickness Charmin Ultra mega size rolls
I
for
go
2 weeks?
poo-poo a lot.
They need to go to the doctor if they need 50 rolls of that stuff, the mega rolls, for 2 weeks. They are getting 4 to 5 36 packs at a time. And they're getting 6 of the 48 packs of water at a time. It's just crazy how much people are buying
But if they
it.
declare martial law, you know what that means.
Martial law.
Martial arts.
Whoa. Explain.
If they declare martial law, it's over with,
What's over with?
though. Ooh, I realize that has sound. Sorry, guys. Not anymore. Sorry, I'm taking my phone case off because it's bothering me.
What do you mean it'll be over?
It means martial law is like people can't leave their house basically unless they're doing something important.
Somebody better be feeding me then.
You better have food stocked up. That's why they're stocking up, bro.
I don't have enough storage to put enough meat. Okay, I might have meat or I'm killing somebody, okay?
Why do you have to have meat?
Dude, I'm a meat eater. I am the carnivore of the family.
You wish.
Okay, whatever you say. Gaslight.
Are you really?
Yes,
Are you?
you can ask.
Are you? Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure anymore. Not anymore, I'm not.
That's gaslighting. That's how gaslighting works, boy.
He just destroyed my dreams.
Did I really, though?
No.
They were destroyed a long time ago.
Duh.
I still see your shadow. Well,
Hello, darkness, my
on
old
higher.
friend. Oh, also at Walmart, I have applied to the electronics department.
Lucky SOB.
Yeah, instead of pushing carts all day. And I get a pretty strong chance because the manager, or the assistant manager, directly told me that, hey, you need to apply for this position,
I got
whatsoever.
told to apply a lot too, and I never got it.
That's your fault.
That.
Did you go talk to Michelle when you did it?
I got told to apply.
Did you go talk to the manager of it? Not the
No.
assistant manager, the manager. That's where you went
No. I
wrong.
talked to David.
Oh, you went to the owner. Owner? What? Not the owner. You went to the head honcho.
I went head honcho.
The bigwig of that store. Straight to him.
I was
You did
like,
not.
technology. Now I went to Justin, and Justin
Why is
talked
everybody
to
so scared of technology?
him.
Technology!
Technology. Well, because of now on other subjects, I have stories,
We
lots of
have,
good
I have,
stories.
you have, she has.
So we found this dog.
Hey, you kind of stopped talking there. Did you know
Sorry,
that?
Morgan sent me a message, but so we got this dog, and it was the dog just walked into our house, so we were like, okay. We tried to find the owner and stuff. We found the owner finally, long story short. So we watched this dog. It's a husky, white husky, giant husky.
Solid white, pure white husky.
We let this dog into our house. This dog's been outside for at least 4 hours.
Oh, at least.
At least sitting outside for 4 hours. This dog comes into our house, big dog, comes into our tiny apartment, goes into Isaac's room, and starts peeing on one of his toys. I move the toy, the dog's still peeing. I'm like, okay, I'll just clean up when the dog's done peeing.
Just come
I
back
wait a
about.
minute, this dog's still peeing. I'm like, stop. Please stop. This dog is still peeing. I go get a towel. It takes me a minute to find one because I thought we had a dirty one. I'm like looking around panicking. I'm like, we need a towel, we need a towel. It takes me at least a minute 30 seconds to find a towel. This dog is still peeing.
He held it forever.
This dog did not pee outside. I'm like panicking, running outside. I'm like, we need something. Like, we need something to stop him. Stop him from peeing this much. I put the towel down. Dog's still peeing. It smells like urine.
Well, yeah, that's what pee is.
I go wash off Isaac's toy. Still peeing. This dog peed for at least 4 minutes. The towel was soaked.
That dog did
Pardon
not
my language,
like
this dog did not pee. This dog pissed.
He unleashed it all on Isaac's room.
We're like, quit! Please! I got other stories.
You want to talk about the kiwi thing?
Yeah, okay, so Brian has a fear of kiwis, and I found that out. And he made a deal. Well, it wasn't like really a deal. It's just like a funny thing. And Brian's a guy I work with. And the thing is if I die, he gets Morgan.
Great.
He marries Morgan. And I'm on the phone with her. And he's like, oh, you're on the phone with Morgan? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh. And she goes, I didn't know it was a forbidden fruit. And he says, a kiwi. I was like, why a kiwi? And he said, because they're hairy, like a tarantula's butt. He's not afraid of kiwis. He's afraid of tarantulas. Or he's not afraid of tarantulas. He's afraid of kiwis because they look like tarantulas. But. Like they look like the tarantula's butt. That's why he's afraid of kiwis.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
He's afraid of kiwis.
Does not make a single lick of sense.
How does it not?
So he's not scared of spiders, but he's scared of kiwis because it looks like a spider. That makes no sense. That means he would be scared of spiders.
No, he's afraid of kiwis because they look like spiders.
But he would be scared of spiders then.
No, he's afraid of kiwis because they shouldn't look like spiders.
This makes sense.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
Anybody else confused like I am? Anybody?
That makes sense.
Because I am.
You just don't understand.
I hope you hit your ankle bone. Hope he hits your ankle bone again. Just do it.
I'm like bashing my ankle over here. But, yeah. That's why Brian's afraid of kiwis, because they look like tarantulas. He's not afraid of tarantulas. He's afraid of kiwis. That's why they're forbidden. He will never eat a kiwi, he said.
He's eating a kiwi.
We'll get him on this podcast to eat a kiwi.
That's my mission now.
He's hilarious.
Because he can shave the kiwi.
I think it was the same day we also saw two birds like going at it.
Oh, yeah.
It's mating season for birds, actually. And these two birds was going at it. Me, my boss, and my dad walked over there. And we're like, they thought it was two birds. They thought it was just one bird that had a broke wing.
Yeah.
They go over there. These two birds run off. They don't fly off. They run off because they can't fly. They broke each other's wings going at it, dude. They were raping each other, and they broke each other's wings.
Caw, 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 caw.
Ah! My wing! Caw! I meant... But yeah.
Oh, how hard.
Like, imagine getting bird raped so hard that you break your wing.
I mean, well, I don't have a wing, so...
Imagine getting raped so hard they break your arm.
It's going to have to be like an ostrich.
You break the other's arm, too. And it's consent.
It's going to have to be like an ostrich or an emu or cassowary or something like that. Something
it's
big.
A cassowary.
You know, it looks like it's the blue one. It's got the
what are you
horn
talking
on its
about?
Head. It's a bird. It's blue. It's got a big beak. It's got the horn.
Are you talking about a peacock?
No.
I think you mean a peacock.
I think you're gaslighting. They're called peafowl, actually. A peacock? A peacock is male. A peahen is female. A peafowl is a group of them.
A peafowl is a non-sexual peacock.
A non-sexual.
So, yeah. And both of these birds had their wings broken, and Wildman is taking care of them. Wildman is a guy we work with, and he takes...
I thought you meant, like, some homeless dude who's, like, scooped him up and said, I got you.
He just bites their head off.
I'm so hungry.
Feathers are flying. And...
That would scar me for a while.
I wish this was the same day, but we're sitting there down thacking tires. And, I have AirPods, and I have an Apple now. I swapped over to Apple and everything. I'm rich.
Somebody's boasting.
Well, AirPods first gen have
rich.
Issues. Well, they have issues.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And one of the issues is, for some reason why, I've had this issue 3 times. It'll make it where I can't use Siri. I can't use anything.
And whose fault's that? Yours. Thank you.
If I would have paid the extra money. But, I'm sitting there listening to music. I ask Siri to respond to Morgan through messages. She responds, and then she just goes silent. My music gets loud. It starts getting louder. My music gets so loud, it's like hurting my ears. It's like deafeningly loud.
That loud?
I'm like, I'm panicking. I'm like, because I have the Apple Watch too. I'm like, Siri, please turn the volume down. Siri goes, it's as loud as it gets. I'm like, yes, I know, please.
Die, human, die.
Yeah, basically, dude. She turned on me. And she goes, it's as loud as it gets. I'm like, I know.
Starts bleeding out. Help.
Siri, please. But yeah.
You guys messed up.
It wouldn't stop, dude. It was so loud. It just wouldn't stop. I had to reset my phone to start it over again.
I wouldn't use those headphones anymore.
I wouldn't use Siri about that crap.
That too.
Give me a second. My sister's calling me. Hola, como estas?
She said, hola, como estas?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, okay. So I'm having some trouble with my earbuds.
What's up with them? Speaking of...
David Chronic's technical support. Let me help you.
This is David's technical support.
Let me help you.
Okay. my left earbud isn't pairing with the right one. And so the left isn't playing music.
Have you tried turning them off and turning them back on again?
Let's do that real quick.
Alright, so charge them. Are they full charged?
They're fully charged.
Is both of them making noise?
Yes.
They're both making noise. The left one just isn't pairing.
It's not my fault. Quick.
Turn it off for, this is going to sound stupid, but turn it off for 15 seconds, because that gives it time to reset, and then turn it back on. If it don't pair,
for 15 seconds.
Yeah, turn the Bluetooth off on your phone. Tristan's giving back.
Okay.
Turn the Bluetooth
off right now.
Alright. Keep them off for a little bit. Turn the Bluetooth off on your phone.
Wait, without them being in the case?
Huh?
Without them being in the case?
I don't know what kind they are. Oh, they're the separate ones.
There's a
J-Lab. J-Labs have different kinds.
She said AirPods.
She didn't say AirPods. I have AirPods.
Oh.
They're pretty much AirPods. Everybody at school calls them the knockoff version of AirPods.
They're not.
Exactly, huh?
I'll show you AirPods. I'll show you true AirPods.
See, look, she needs to listen to me because apparently you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, but yeah, they're not pairing, so what do I do? So I just leave them for 15 seconds out of the case and then pair them back up. Because you're supposed to hold them down for 3 seconds and then they'll automatically pair.
Oh,
but they haven't been doing that.
Alright, so what you're going to need to do is turn them up, turn them both off.
Yeah.
If you put them in the charger,
yes,
and then you close it, it should turn them off automatically.
Oh, seriously?
Man. Okay.
Alright.
They are.
Make sure they're off, though.
But they're not.
And then just keep it like it is for 15 minutes, or 15 seconds.
15 minutes?
15 minutes. 15 hours. Yeah, just turn them off.
15
hours? No, not 15 hours.
15 hours. You'll never get them back.
Just turn them off for 15 seconds. It'll give everything time to shut down.
Okay.
All right. Whenever you turn them back on, make sure your Bluetooth's off on your phone.
But it's not.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, now turn them back on.
I don't want to.
Right now?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Whenever they turn on, if they don't connect.
Should I turn them both on at the same time?
Yes.
I almost hit my head. My shoe's undone. I can't reach it.
Okay, 1 second.
One. Okay, I had to do.
All right, 1 second. Now what?
Did she mute you?
No, she didn't mute me.
Okay, they're both on.
All right, let me know what they say.
Let me see if they're paired real quick.
But they're not. That's the whole problem, right? Can we do this in the podcast?
We are.
Surprise visit from David's sister.
We're going to leave this in the podcast. It's going to be labeled David's Technical Support.
What's her name?
It's Destiny.
Huh?
Destiny?
Oh, Destiny.
Yeah, it's my sister.
It's Destiny. I was like, what in the world?
Say what?
What?
I cannot hear a word you're saying. Hello?
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 Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Alright, go to your Bluetooth. Turn it on.
Take it back now, y'all.
Find okay, so one on your Bluetooth. Go to... Let's put two stones. Let's put two. Go to your Bluetooth and try to find the other earbud.
It's in her hand. She doesn't have to find it.
It'll have a different Bluetooth signal.
But it's in her hand. She doesn't need to find it.
Right, they both have two different Bluetooth signals since how it's relying on a connection from one.
That song's stuck in my head now.
If it says pairing, you should be able to connect. Which side is not connecting?
Your mama's.
The left.
Yeah, you should be able to connect to the left one manually.
Mm.
It says,
sure.
J-Love, J-Love, Air.
Say what? Alright. Connect to that.
They are connected.
Whoa.
I turned her up. Alright, you connected to him?
She got wow.
Yeah.
Alright, disconnect.
And reconnect.
We're just going to do all the troubleshooting.
Take it back. No, y'all.
They're disconnected.
Alright.
Prove it.
Now what?
Alright.
Take it back. No, y'all.
Turn off the right one. And turn it back on.
I turned the right one off.
Jesus, that was loud.
Oh my god, that's my heart.
The right one's off.
Alright, now turn it back on.
On. Wax on. Wax on. Wax on.
Okay.
Wax on.
Alright, let me know if the left one connects to it.
No.
It doesn't say if it's connected. I actually have to put sound on it.
You can irritate.
What kind of J-Lab buds are they?
Everybody calls them the off-brand.
Okay, that don't help me out.
They're all off-brand.
Do you want me to send you a picture?
I already found them. I already found them.
Okay.
What are you typing over there?
Huh?
My friend's over there typing.
Hey. Did you just snort at me?
Just come over next time I see you.
What?
Might have to.
What?
Okay.
I'm Millie Rock on any blog.
Double press the power pairing button on the other earbud.
How about no, Scotty?
I've already tried that. I already looked it up.
Oh, she beat you to it.
She did.
What you gonna do now, man? Nothing.
Did you do everything it said? Because this is exactly what it should tell you to do.
I have so many fire mages.
There's the right kind. Okay. So they're on, right?
No.
Yes, double press the power pairing button of the other earbud until it is blinking fast white.
That's racist.
Wait 10 seconds and the light should begin to pulse slowly and white.
That's racist.
They are not paired together. Next time you power them on, they will pair together automatically.
Sure?
Should I hold it the second time I press it?
Say what?
When I double press it, do I hold down the second time I press it?
Yeah, you press the double press the power button. Just double press it, and that's it.
Okay.
Alright. Is it blinking fast white?
No.
Ooh.
We'll double press it until it blinks fast right.
Fast right.
Fast white.
Flash right. Come back, Destiny. Where'd you go?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Are they blinking fast white?
Blinking.
Okay, it's blinking fast white?
Yeah.
Alright, wait 10 seconds.
1, 2, 3,
4, 5. 7, 8, ow, 9, I panicked, 10.
Okay, now do all this real quick.
Okay, now what?
Alright, is it blinking slowly?
No, it's blinking fast.
Blinking slowly to begin with,
kind of. It needs to be blinking fast for 10 seconds. And then it should begin to pulse slowly in white. Both earbuds need to be on.
No, I don't think so.
And then they will...
It's blinking twice, and then it's stopping.
No way.
Well, and then it's blinking twice, and then it's stopping. It's been doing that for the past 10 seconds.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, double blinking, then stopping.
I don't know what that means. What the heck,
J-Lab? Should I FaceTime you?
Huh?
Should I FaceTime you?
No.
That's rude.
Well, we're doing the podcast right now.
Y'all are doing a
podcast. Yeah, we're recording right now. You're on it.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Oh, special guest.
Special surprise guest.
Destiny. Okay, hi, I guess.
She says hi, I guess. All right.
I didn't know you did a podcast.
Yeah.
You didn't tell your family you did a podcast?
I told my family. They didn't apparently tell my sister. I'll send you a link. 1 second.
Okay.
Also, I don't run on Google Duo anymore. I actually have FaceTime.
Wow.
I'm pretty cool, I know.
He upgraded.
Anyways.
Cool. Yeah, so turn it off now, right?
Yes, turn them both off, and then turn them back on immediately. Blink. Double push the white one.
How fast we gotta blink?
Double push it until it starts blinking fast white. For 10 seconds, whenever it starts pulsing... They should connect.
I can't blink
it. And then put them into the case, close it, to turn them off, close it. Sorry. And then they should connect again.
Okay. They're in the case. I closed it.
I thought she hung up on you.
You know what? Click.
Okay. Click.
I closed the case. Now what?
Do a backflip, then front flip.
Backflip, then front flip.
Lean left and rock whip.
And then Millie rock.
So turn them on now?
Yes.
I'm glad you understood that. You'd be great.
She want to throw hands like the Millie Rock.
Throw hams?
Hands, not hams.
Like honey baked ham?
Okay, now let's see if they work.
Alright.
Who's that?
Truth.
Say what?
Huh?
The moment of truth.
If they don't work, you'll just have to bring them to me and just use the right one.
Yeah, left one's still not working.
No, thank you.
Just keep doing the connection process. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. I'll bring them over if it doesn't work.
All right.
She sounds so sad.
Bye, I love you.
Bye, I love you.
That's so sweet. Y'all say love you.
That was 12 minutes and 1 second of podcast audio.
Nice.
Alright, so that was a good little ad to content. That was my sister.
Little ad? That's a 12-minute ad.
12-minute ad.
I'd get upset. We went quiet.
Well, I'm asking her, where do you watch? Do you watch YouTube?
I do. Y'all should too if you're listening to us.
Well, what if they are listening and watching YouTube? That's sorry perfect. If you are.
What? No, they need to be. Share us. Share us everywhere. Share us to your grandparents.
No, don't share. No, dude. We're not grandparent material.
What do you mean?
We're too, dark humored for old people. They won't listen.
You don't think old people are dark humored? They lived through the Great Depression.
Where's my notes? There they are.
Nits?
Yeah, so we talked about the two birds raping.
Yeah, and then
well, this is all
wings.
The stuff I've been... Yeah, this is all the stuff I've been writing down. That other bird has not been found.
Somebody ate it. Or something.
I did.
Something ate it. Oh. Okay.
And then, also, I'm at work. I also injured my arm at work.
You're not at work. You're at home.
This is considered work.
True.
You so, anyways, I was at work, and I hurt my arm.
How bad?
Pretty bad, actually. I strained my muscle too hard.
Oh, you big baby.
Lifting 75-pound tires, you're a big baby.
Thanks.
I don't know. Thank you. It starts getting, like, super awkward. But, I hurt myself working.
Oh.
And, well. Well, I actually had to go to the hospital for it.
No, you didn't.
Because it was hurting that bad. I thought I ripped a tendon.
Yeah, it's okay. You're fine. You're here.
Well, anyways.
Yes. I don't know the story.
Oh, what the?
It's my first time hearing about it.
Anyways, I had to go to the hospital. Not hospital. I had to go to CRMC or whatever the heck it is.
Talking about the company doctor?
Yeah, kind of. They're like, do you want to file for a workers' comp? Yes. I was like, no, because I like my job. I really do like my job. I was like, no. And they check it out, blah, 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 blah. While I'm in the x-ray room, because they're like, yeah, we're going to do an x-ray to see if anything's wrong. While I'm in there, it says, make sure you tell the person if you might be pregnant or think you're pregnant. I don't know if you read my, I don't know if you watched my Snapchat, but I was sitting there, I was zooming on it. I was like, I think I might be pregnant.
Oh, I didn't know if I needed
to tell you that. She goes, oh, okay.
click. Yeah, I don't have you on Snapchat. We should make a podcast Snapchat. People would be upset with us.
So what? Oh, a Snapchat?
Yeah, just an hour long of us talking.
No, we can actually be on Snapchat if I pay enough money for it.
See, I don't like that. We have to pay.
Yeah.
Let's not do that right now. We'll wait till we get bigger, broader.
Become more cooler. Fans. Yes. I don't think we're that cool of a podcast.
Ah, we will be.
We will be. Soon. Soon we will be.
Soon.
Anyways, so they give me medicine and stuff, and while I'm waiting, dadgummit, I was trying to be comfy.
Okay, I'll
get
along.
Dadgummit. Ow! I broke my leg. Anyways.
My leg.
Anyways, while I'm in the waiting room, I forgot to add this, the waiting room to get checked out. Oh. While I'm there, I'm texting Morgan. And this is when I had an Android, and I modified my Android.
Uh-huh. You modified your Android.
Yeah. Anyways, I modified my Android to go into nap time mode so that it saves battery, like I did yours.
Yeah, I took that off.
What? Why?
There was nothing happening. I didn't get a notification.
It don't tell you. It stops everything in the background. It don't tell you what's going on. Yeah, it's not supposed to.
I thought it was supposed to.
No.
It ain't working for me, click.
No, it does it in the background. I can show you. I can't show you now.
Sorry.
If you install it again, you'll get the same stuff. You just have to. You don't have to activate it. It should already be activated.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Go download. Anyways, as I was saying, if you modify the nap time enough, it'll mess up your sound settings.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting there texting her, my phone's default notification thing is, hey!
Yeah?
From the Google notification thing. It's Android's cool little feature for Pixels, and that's what it came from. And it's the Google Assistant going, hey! And it'll freak people out because it sounds like an actual person.
Yes, it does.
This daggum phone. The stupid phone, how's that? This stupid phone would not stop going off silent.
Just, hey.
Yeah,
hey.
I would text her, and I would, like, lock it. I had it would go, hey. I was like, oh, that was really, really loud. I'm going to put it on silent. Put it on silent. Hey. I was like, what the f-? It took me 2 messages to find out that it's not on silent. People were staring at me. As I'm, like, holding my arm, I'm like, hey. What the f- They're like,
stop talking to they're me. Like
staring, turning their heads, jolting at me like, who is that?
It's your arm. They don't know that you're a secret ventriloquist. Pop your toe.
Ah! No, my foot just got raped. Kim just messaged me. She said, I do not... Who's my other mom.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard for me to remember.
I do not give you permission to use my daughter's voice on your podcast.
Oh, too late.
I said, she called. But, yeah, everyone's staring at me because, like, they think I'm going, hey, and then, like, just looking down at my phone.
Hey!
Hey! And look down.
It's not me, I swear. It's kind of like today at the red light.
Oh my!
Didn't make a single noise.
Just rolled down the window. So, we come back from the beer store today, and my car, of course, has the window locks. Tristan rolls down his window to be funny, and I lock the windows.
I get halfway down, and the dude just turns and stares. And I'm freaking out, and I'm making eye contact, trying to roll the window up, but he won't open the window. He won't unlock it. So I look retarded just smashing buttons, and the dude's still staring.
I roll it down more. This guy does not look friendly at all.
He doesn't. None. Not one bit friendly.
This guy does not look happy that we're messing around.
He didn't have to look at us. He could have looked away. He didn't have to keep staring at me. But he continued to. And silently judged us the entire time.
I was waiting for him.
You kind of zoned out again.
I'm sorry. My ADD.
You're waiting for him?
Well, I was waiting for him to roll in his window and be like, you stupid kids.
We need to do that window trick one day.
Oh, tell the person to roll in his window and then we roll up ours?
Yeah,
we
can do that today.
We can do that today.
It's too dark now.
No, we can't. We can roll down a window, but like, just lean out the window. Hey! Roll it down! And then like get back in and roll up the window and just sit there and go. Just stare. I get out of the car. What do you want?
Just try to open the door. Open up!
You needed to tell me something.
It sounded important.
Are you getting robbed?
Help me.
Oh, man.
That's kind of like off the movie, Are We There Yet? With Ice Cube.
Who?
Have you ever seen it? You know, you gotta know Ice Cube. You have to know Ice Cube.
Her name's her child Ice Cube.
Bye, everybody. Podcast over.
Is that Dr. Dre?
Yeah, no, it's Dr. Pepper. You zoned out again. Come on now, come back.
What was I talking about?
We were talking about Ice Cube. And you're like, who names your child Ice Cube?
No, you were talking.
Yes. I don't even know where I was going anymore. Are We There Yet?
What about Are We There Yet?
The kids have an Etch-A-Sketch. Or not an Etch-A-Sketch, but the magnet.
Oh, you mean Detour? The Detour?
Huh?
The Detour, they put a picture... Okay, so The Detour is a funny show. It's on Hulu, and I do recommend it.
I'm talking about Are We There Yet.
I'm talking about The Detour now.
Wow.
So too late.
Just cut me off.
They, it's okay. They have a, they have a piece of paper. They have a piece of paper, they put help us, and they put it to a truck driver.
That's what they did on Are We There Yet?
That's the Detour that you're thinking about, and they pour pee on the person. They throw pee? Yeah.
No.
They stop, and the truck driver's got the gun pointed at the people. He's like, give us the kids! He's like, it's our kids! And like the kids are freaking out, and then the girl comes up and throws pee all over him. He's like, ugh!
No, I'm talking about Are We There Yet.
I think you're talking about the Detour.
Okay, well, were your characters black or white? Because Ice Cube's black. The kids were black. The truck driver was a white. He looked redneck. He got the full beard. Trucker cat. The
truck driver was white.
What were your main characters?
You know? They could have been black if you thought about it.
You know what? Stop. Get some help.
They were white.
Exactly. Detour and Are We There Yet are different.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Must be a Mandela effect, then.
So, I think you're thinking about the Detour. But that's all the stories I got.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the only thing funny that happens to me that I can remember.
So nothing funny happened at Isaac's birthday party?
Like he, besides me bullying a kid.
You gotta. You got to know.
Well, I almost
did. Last time it was Greg bullying an autistic kid.
I almost did because I was so stressed about the party and making sure everyone was attained for. Because they gave us cards to give to people, and I got to give those cards to the people so they can play their games.
Yeah.
And this kid pushed Isaac over, and as I'm talking to everyone else, I'm like freaking out about everyone else, and I hear Isaac crying, and I already know what happened, and I about stomped over there, beat the ever loving crap out of every family. Turns out it was a birthday kid that also pushed Isaac over.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. He was two, and everybody apologized. But I was super angry because I didn't know what happened. I wasn't there, is why. There you guys go.
It's fun.
We also went to Chattanooga. That's why I think I have Corona.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Why, didn't y'all go to the aquarium again?
Yes, we went to the... Again? That's our first time going.
It was not.
Legit was. We don't travel that far much.
Y'all went there a few months back.
We went to the zoo, Tristan.
Oh. Alright.
You want to come to the zoo with us?
Yes.
Okay. You want to go tomorrow?
I gotta work tomorrow.
When are you off?
I ain't off again until next week.
What time do you work tomorrow, Tristan?
10 to 7.
What time do you work Sunday, Tristan?
I don't know that far ahead of time.
What the
I do the next day and that's it.
I just live day to day, bro. Just exactly. Leave me alone.
It's legit what I do.
Well, if you know your hours for Sunday, which you need to check because I know you have the app. What? You don't have the Walmart schedule app?
Walmart schedule app? I don't have the
Walmart schedule app.
App's
the best app in the world, bro.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you can order pizza through it.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Download it. You think I'm joking? Download it.
Yes, I do.
Download it.
I'm not doing it.
You get a discount. You get an employee discount from it.
I know I do.
Download it.
I'm not going to happen to Cabo, didn't I? Had a little... I had a little. Leave me alone.
Did you talk in reverse, bro? Was that reverse?
I was trying to say not gonna happen, Captain.
Was that Simlidge?
Huh?
Simlidge?
Yeah.
You know what Simlidge is?
Oh, Sim language.
It's kind of
like Minionese.
Dinga Florgan.
Sounds like Minionese.
Dinga Florgan. Dinga Florgan Dip.
You're there on the Swedish shelf.
Sip-a-dop-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip.
Nice.
Super tipping.
I think David's having a stroke. I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to let him, you know, go through it.
Give him a goblin.
Give him a goblin?
Give him a goblin. Well. What was I talking about?
We were talking about the Walmart app. And the
oh, yeah. You can actually order pizza, though.
Off which one? Because they made us download a new one. It's called Me in Walmart or Me at Walmart.
Whatever the one where you can check your schedule. Because
well,
it's like
your schedule on both of them.
My schedule app.
If it's that one, I deleted it.
Try the new one. Go to it. Where you can check your schedule. Yeah, see?
You learn
something new every day. Wait for it. Tristan's loading up the app.
I don't think you can order pizza through.
I just gaslit you, bro.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Well, why didn't I think that? I don't know.
Oh, also, we got a new keyboard. Well, not a new keyboard, but we got a new computer.
A new keyboard.
We got a new computer for the podcast, and I absolutely love it. It's a NVIDIA GTX 1060 with an i7 8th gen. 7th gen, my bad.
Yeah, if you're like me, I don't know what any of that means. If you're like him, congratulations. He just... I almost said it. Don't. Stop. Stop. kind of like the...
I am drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade, and I put my mouth over the whole nozzle.
Not to a drink. Sponsor.
I can ask
you
him for a sponsor.
You drink like a one-year-old. That's how one-year-olds drink. They put their whole mouth over the nozzle and just tip it back and go... That's literally how
I hate how kids drink sometimes, dude.
My aunt drinks like that. Like with Mountain Dew and stuff.
She drinks like a 1 year old.
Look, this is how legit she does it. There's the opening of the mouth. You know, you put one lip inside and everything.
Yeah. Why do you drink like that? How do you drink like that?
She puts a lip on top and a lip on bottom.
It's for security.
that's what happens. I don't know why it's always bothered me, but it has. David has these moments where he just kind of zones out. That's a new laugh. David's getting giggly.
Putting the whole thing over.
I had so many jokes that just popped up.
It came on my mouth. And that's the only joke we'll make. Well, besides me just getting the complete cream in my mouth, it's going to be solo Tristan time because I got to plug up my watch. So, Tristan,
tell us
about your day today.
My day? It's crazy. Anything else? No, but ever since the coronavirus hit, everybody started going crazy. Kind of like at the beginning of the podcast I talked about, we have completely bare shelves.
All right, nobody cares. I'm back.
You know what? Get ready.
Anyways, what were you saying then?
Bye, bird.
What about a podcast? You don't listen to our podcast?
No, talking about what I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast, about the shelves being bare, where you have literally no toilet paper. And people are actually going to like Dollar General and Warehouse now and fist fighting.
There's actually people taking stuff out of other people's carts. And me and Morgan actually talked about that. Look, I'm just telling you
one
now, if you
about,
actually stick your hand into my cart, you better back up before you get smacked up. Just saying, dude. Keep your hands to yourself. It's my stuff. I got there first. I'm going to hit you. You about to put your hands all over Jesus whenever I knock you out.
But at Walmart, we have the, it's like a half gallon of Germex. We have two bottles in every bathroom. And I'm so surprised those have not been stolen yet. That, and also people going into the bathroom and just like pulling out the paper towels and stuffing it in a bag. Not paper towels, but toilet paper. I'm surprised none of that has happened yet. Like, very surprised.
What about the toilet paper in there? Have you had anybody like...
That's what I just talked about.
I didn't hear you say toilet paper.
Because somebody's over there...
It actually wasn't. I was.
I was like, I'm surprised nobody stolen the half gallon... Germex is in the bathroom. We have two of them in every bathroom. And I'm also surprised nobody has grabbed the toilet paper and just stuffed it in a bag as they're unraveling.
We didn't buy Lysol.
Oh, dang it. Where did we steal that from?
Well, the coronavirus only kills old people. Mostly.
Yeah. Oh! People are starting to call it the boomer remover. Yeah.
It went from okay boomer to KO boomer.
That's messed up.
The boomer remover is not messed up though.
I thought it was funny.
The boomer remover.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
So long, farewell, vida se hafwa.
Look, if you're an entitled old person, please don't be that way anymore.
Either that or Corona's going to get you. Now, if you're nice, it won't get you.
That's like Krampus.
This is the American version of Krampus. It's called Corona.
Corona.
We'll get somebody to sneeze on you if you're not good.
Yeah, you're old and stuff. Yeah, you did all of this. But please, there's no me. There's no need to be.
There's no
me. That's how you get me, dude. That's how you get me going. Like,
oh. Oh, wink.
entitled old people. I am hard.
I had no
My
idea
neighbors hate me, dude.
I had no idea what that knocking
Doctors
was
hate him. But yeah.
Chug. Wow. Pansy.
I don't feel like throwing up, thank you.
You know, just stick the whole nozzle in your mouth and just cough. Kind of like you're the water dispenser at an office, you know? They put that jug on top of it and just...
Office?
Okay.
Office? The office?
No.
Da-na-na,
copyright. You know, I've never finished it. I was on the last season, never finished it.
Finish it!
I got bored.
It gets so good, and it's so sad. And I actually cried.
Oh, of course you did.
Out my pee-pee hole.
Huh? there's a comedian. I think his name's Bro Burnham or something like
Bo
that.
Bo Burnham?
Yes.
Who?
I can't remember if it was him or if it was another one, but my brother and I used to laugh so hard at it.
Have you heard Bo Burnham's a song called A World on Fire? On to the next song.
But I can't remember if it was him or another comedian. If y'all know it, correct me in the comments, but the one phrase or skit that he did was, I don't like calling it crying. I just don't like it. I always have to call it busting a face nut. It's so much funnier. He's like, I'm going to go home, watch Kittens and Puppies, and bust a face nut.
It sounds worse than what it is.
It's so funny.
Have you seen the one where it's like a nobody, absolutely nobody, and it says bats when they pee, and it has like...
Oh, yeah.
The guy with all the water on his face, but it's sweat.
He's just upside down.
Yeah.
This
I want a pet bat.
This episode's kind of random. I want the foxhound bat.
Bless you.
It looks like a giant. It looks like a puppy in the face, but it's like one of the world's largest bats in the world. One of. I can't remember if it is the largest or one of the largest.
What? Like, why would you want something that big?
Well, his wingspan is like 4 foot.
Why would you want something that can eat you?
It can't eat you. I mean, unless you like chop up a person like itty bitty teeny tiny pieces and just like kind of hand fed it to them. You hear a weird fact about butterflies?
Sure.
Apparently.
Please don't let it be like, because we were in a butterfly cage. No. Don't let it be like, apparently butterflies can kill you. If you hold one for too long. I'm like, what?
No, I saw this on, I have a lot of fun facts and weird facts on Facebook and Snapchat. And apparently, butterflies, if given the chance, will gladly drink your blood. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, I didn't either, but it seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Can you show me?
I had to do a lot of scrolling on Facebook. Oh, goodness. So... You want to talk about your family?
What about them?
No.
Sure. Love my family.
The All right. End. Next.
Well, it's 53 minutes. Do you want to end it now?
That's up to you.
We can wait till Morgan gets here.
Morgan's on her way back? I thought I'd usually go and drop you off at her house. Or her parents' house.
Well, she's not hanging out there anymore.
Oh, fun.
Well, she is, but like she's hungry and stuff, so she's not going to hang out there right now. Anymore sounded so much more worse than what I was trying to say.
Anymore.
Not like anymore, but like...
They've disowned her!
No, like...
Yes, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Continue. Yes, continue. Yeah.
Like, she's just hungry. She's waiting for her mom, but her mom isn't responding, so...
Oh, her mom's still at work.
No, her mom's just shopping.
Oh. Oh, it's going to take her a while, then. She's going to be in there for a good minute.
Why?
Do I need to go through this again? It's the third time I talked about it.
Yeah.
Everybody going crazy. It is worse than Black Friday.
Oh, it's because she's a woman, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is. Sure is. Yeah.
You heard it today, boys. Tristan's a feminizer.
Womanizer, womanizer, baby. Ooh, 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 ha. Ooh, 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 ha. Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Papa, go, you want.
That turned out way too perfect.
Have you heard the, I was watching Game Grumps. And they're, Game Grumps?
Some of the Grandpa Gamers?
No, Game Grumps.
Oh, Grumps, not Gramps. Got it.
No,
those are the funny dudes that usually get drunk and play video games. No. And just, oh, those dudes are funny, whoever they are. I can't ever figure out their name. But they're funny.
No, Game Grumps is hilarious, too. We'll watch them.
Says who?
Huh?
Huh?
Now. We're watching them now. On the podcast. No, one of them was saying how,
prove it.
They have a surround system in their whole house.
Oh.
And he's like, they're like, before they go to bed, they're like, he's like, do you want me to play some relaxing music? And, she's like, sure. And he plays Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, and it goes, burn it, burn it. It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks. Everything's fine. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. And it's like the most heavy metal song, and it's hilarious. Just like, you want me to play something soft? Yeah, yeah, that sounds nice. Burn it! Burn it!
You do have a weird taste in music, you know it, right? Well, at least to me.
I'll play the song, it's actually a really good song.
Oh, here it comes.
I like jazz!
You like jazz?
We need to get Creed on here still.
Yes, we do.
Burn it! It's just one of those days. It's so funny. And it's like, give me stuff to break.
Well, that was a nice ending to the podcast. How should we end it today?
I don't know. We've already ended it with Minecraft noises. We can't do that again.
I wasn't doing it. What were you doing?
I was doing the villager. Do you know?
Oh, I don't play Minecraft with sound.
That's right. We went through this.
I don't. I build stuff. Just random things. I bought a zoo expansion pack on Minecraft.
Is there an elephant?
No, there's not. I bought the only freaking one without an elephant. I was so upset.
I spent money.
I did.
Mojang.
Well, actually, I used s'mores. I saved up enough points to buy a gift card on Amazon for PlayStation. It took me a good long process, but I still bought it, and I got like $7 left.
You want to ask them for a sponsorship?
S'mores? That would be amazing.
Ask them.
Hey, s'mores? I didn't hear him respond. Well.
Are you there?
Hello? It's me.
Hello? It's me you're looking for. I can see it in your eyes.
If
I don't come back this time tomorrow.
She swapped songs on me.
Here we are. And that's it. We'll end it right there. Later, guys. Remember to like and subscribe.
Comment. Share.
You can listen to us anywhere. I keep forgetting to end this. This is my first time actually ending it like this.
I know.
Like and subscribe.
End it like this every time.
Make sure you like.
Do something fun.
And then subscribe. Don't subscribe then like.
Why? What's the difference?
It's too scary. Too risky.
Too risque.
All right. Thank you, guys.